Hello, hello. I hope everything's going well. It's Tyler Bryden here. This is a month in review for June 2022. I'm a little late. I was on vacation at the end of the month and sort of bled in to this month and the year. Not too far in. It's already July 6th. I'm recording this video here now, and I just wanted to give some insights into the month that was at June 2022. For some of you, you're receiving an email. Which is that monthly email that I do. And that contains a summary looking at some of the traction, some of the updates from the team, what we're working on right now, what's next. And generally, I just like to summarize this through video, add a little bit more context, a little bit more insight. And maybe there are some points that come out through this that didn't come out specifically through the email. And so for those who aren't receiving the email, you're getting a little summary here now. So hopefully that's good enough for you. And if you want, if you want to get that email, send me a note. I'm happy to do it. So I hope, first of all, that you're enjoying the summer. It's been a warm one. It's been a good one. Besides, you know, all the stuff that's sort of going on in the world right now, which is a little chaotic, it's a little scary, it's a little unstable, really, been grounded by the nature around me, the weather around me, the people around me. I'm very grateful for that. So I hope that you're getting those moments out in nature. You're finding those moments of peace. You're enjoying the warm weather while it's here. I guess I'm specifically talking to Canadians in other regions where we have this we have these seasons. It's not always sunny and not always sunny and warm, and so we got to take this while we can. So I truly hope that you are getting those moments. You're getting those opportunities, and I was lucky enough to spend some time out in nature last week up at a cottage and enjoyed that tremendously. So with this sort of ever-changing market that we're in, the dynamic environment that we're in, there's been a lot of things that were sort of notions or predictable that I had thought were predictable that were not necessarily. And it's sort of challenged my perspective of the world, of the predictions that not only I'm making, but of what predictions of what many people are making, predictions of experts are making. It seems right now there is so much uncertainty that a lot of things that seem, you know, trusted before could be, you know, be taken with a bit of confidence, now need to be taken with a grain of salt, because in a way, while there are patterns that we've seen in the past, we're also in uncharted territory. And so that's something that I keep in mind as I'm moving forward. Really doing a lot of things to react to that and adapt. And that's something I've seen, which has been a beautiful part of people, just admiring and watching and observing people moving forward through a tumultuous time. And sometimes that's been, you know, sad weeks where I've seen on LinkedIn people getting laid off. I've seen companies struggle. I've seen people struggle. And I'm just inspired by the ability to adapt, to evolve, to grow, to move forward. And I know it's a very difficult thing to do sometimes. So I'm doing my best to do that. I'm inspired by people. We're doing that here at Speak AI. And there's been changes to the team here at Speak AI. We've had to adjust to the environment, the market conditions, make sure that we're a lean, sustainable machine that continues to grow. And so we've had to make changes to our team, with the team structure, with the organization, and how we proceed. And just do our best to do that. And with that, there's been some really nice, I think, or important changes that have been made, which are focuses on a revenue generating task, more bigger companies that we're working with. These things are actually positive things that make us a more healthy, profitable, sort of sustainable business. And we're really happy to see June. Well, there's some changes in sort of some of our customer base that's been affected by the market. We've actually seen an injection of entirely new customers. We've seen some amazing projects and sort of analysis opportunities come to us that has helped us now grow and set ourselves up for a really nice end of the year. We've also seen a couple great pieces together, and this is one of the parts of the email, was a SHRED return. And if you don't know SHRED, it's scientific research and development. Let me see if I can pull it up here quickly on the screen so you can learn a little bit better. If you're in Canada, basically, if you're doing pretty intense development, which we like to think that we're doing here at Speak AI, you can actually leverage this program. And at the end of the year, when you submit sort of your year end, you can submit a claim along with that, and that you will actually get a portion of money back. And so we were really excited to work with Think Shred. I mentioned this in an email, a team that we met in 2020 through the DMZ, and have kept connected throughout. John Paul, JP, excellent guitar player, good at shred stuff, Darren, and then Steve, who we've worked with quite extensively throughout these years, have helped us with accounting, have helped us with the actual shred return, and we were very happy to see a great return this year, which has put us in a month where we've had some wonderful positive net earnings. And that helps you sort of reinvest back in the business, helps you, you know, for us, we actually took care of some liabilities that were on the business and have put us in a really good position and in a good cash position. And now just put us in a spot where we're just trying to figure out how can we best reinvest back in the business? How can we turn a dollar into $5? And what are the best next moves for us to make as Speak AI? So that has been a great piece of the month in June, and we're thankful for the ThinkShred team. We highly recommend them if you are looking for an introduction, or you're looking to leverage Shred, you're a Canadian company doing development, even if it's hardware, it doesn't necessarily need to be software. Any of these things that are moving to research, it's a fantastic program, and it's great to have a team who can guide you through that. So thank you, guys. I really, really do appreciate that. The other thing that has come out, I can't officially announce this, but is a fantastic sort of non-dilutive investment that was made in Speak AI, the business. So I'm really excited to share more about those details as they emerge. That should come at some point here. Woo, moving fast. We're going to go to a second point of June, which was a big piece of it, basically this collision event. And you can see they're already advertising. They're already advertising next year. But throughout that week, I actually recorded several videos, just sort of documenting it. You can check them out here. Some of them are very shaky video camera footages, but that's okay. They're all sort of interesting. Did a pre, you know, as I was preparing for it, a little bit of video, and then an after review as well. So if you're interested in that, I've shared a link in this email. I'll share it as a resource below as well too. And just, you know, 35,000 attendees, 1,500 startups, 800 investors. And for us, it was awesome because we got to exhibit, but then we also got to go to after hours events and just have spontaneous conversations with people. It's a very short time period of like hyper learning. And I was grateful Lauren Vatzel and I got to go. I think I can see if I can pull that image up quickly here of us. And we had a great time at it. It was also just nice to spend time with the team. So I'll pop this in. There we go. Yeah, a little bit smaller version of the picture, but you can see us there. We're smiling, we're happy, we're looking, I would say, arguably good. I had got a big haircut for that. So June, also a moment of haircut, which was also an important step for Speak AI here. And just an awesome time. We're excited to see sort of those conversations turn into customers, turn into partners, turn into investments. And we look forward to hopefully returning in 2023. So that's another big part of June. I think the last part from the update section that I sort of want to go over is basically just some product updates. And one of them we did was basically, I'll pop this open here now, was some more customization. This seems small, but we actually got this requested a lot. It was basically customization of the visualizations within the chart. So I can like populate these very heavily, and then I can go in, I can whatever, I can modify and say, hey, I only want to look at, you know, what do I want to look at? Keywords, just as an example, apply the filter. And then if I'm overwhelmed by 200, I can drop it down to 25, et cetera, et cetera. Also able to download these and do it into a CSV format there. And so we were able to do a CSV format of this. Oh, sorry, I'm doing too many clicks at once. Yes, I will replace this video, and then I'm going to pop up a keyword here. You can see how it's like all dropped in. And this was another thing, is people are dumping media into the system and then trying to do more, even deeper analysis on it. And sometimes there was even words that maybe were combined, or they wanted to do, or they wanted to visualize it in different ways. And we really care about sort of portability of data. And so we enabled them, our users, and we enabled ourselves to do it. I actually enjoy this a lot, to export a visualization that you're seeing in the Explore Insights chart, automatically dump it into a CSV, and then you can do really whatever you want with it. Really opens up the potential for some of the a deeper analysis that you might want to do. So that was another great one. We merged categories into one category. So we used to have this system that would basically go like would be default categories and custom categories. And we merged it all into one. And really the goal here is to streamline how people can do data extraction in their account. And so we have built that, sort of aggregated it all into one. And in our What's Next section, what we're going to do is actually allow people to do pre-selected drop downs of different categories so they can do like industry specific or use case specific data extraction. So very excited about that. What this will also connect into is then sort of universal sort of sets things like action items. And then we're improving that even further with sort of sentence level insights. So instead of just seeing a keyword classify, you're seeing all the sentences that contain classify, and you can automatically grab the action items or whatever really it is that you want out of it in a much more sort of contextual way and valuable way than just this sort of entity extraction that we had done in the past. And then we also gave an option here on the recorder. I'll see if I can pull this up. Just a quick one just to see. You can now modify the recording length. So if I, you know, right now it's 60 minutes. I don't want to do that. I want to do only 2 minutes. And now if I actually share this and pop this open, it will only be a 2 minute recording length. You can see right there. So fantastic little bit of ways to customize it. We were doing this manually on the back end for a bunch of people. They kept asking us over and over again. And we're like, okay, let's put this in the app. We went ahead, we did it. It's now there, it's live. I hope you enjoy it if you're trying to customize the length of recordings that you're getting. So that is another piece on sort of the product updates. And those are, I mean, those are seem minor, but they you know, minor does not necessarily mean that it doesn't take work to do. And there was a lot of actually restructuring of the database and stuff on the back end to make this possible. So in terms of just like what's next, I'll wrap this baby up for you, is focusing on the automatic analysis of different media types. And so one of those that has become very apparent for us has been podcasts, people wanting to analyze podcasts. And instead of having them to, you know, try to scrape that data themselves, making this sort of this no code interface to enable them to do it really, really easily. And we've already had people now sort of asked to do entire podcast categories to analyze things like flavors and things like that out of it to find trending things. And I thought this process was a little bit painstaking and manual. How can we improve this and make it as automatic as possible? So we've seen that. Even entire sort of YouTube sort of categories and channels, or not even channels, just like say influencer with over 10 million views talking about this topic and this category. What are they talking about? How can we learn that quickly? And how can we do that across many of those influencers and then figure out the themes, the trends, the patterns that emerge? So we're going to be doing that with podcasts. We've got some stuff with Twitter coming here, and then also some Amazon store reviews, and working with some great clients and people that we actually absolutely love to do that, build that in, and then enable them to be able to do that on a much more quick, streamlined basis moving forward. we're also working on sort of like real-time audio stream analysis. So there's a lot of times that there are like not even RSS feeds, just audio streams. And we're looking into that stream, we're capturing that stream, and then we're even detecting one of the mechanisms we're working on is basically just detecting when words are being spoken and then taking that out of the stream, clipping it, and turning it into a file. So a stream could go on forever, have a bunch of unnecessary information in it, and now you're paying to transcribe and analyze that. We want to avoid that. We want to clip when someone's talking, pull that into the system, and then allow you to do the transcription analysis on that automatically. So really nice to see that come together, and hopefully finding some opportunities for different streams that are all merging here together at once. We are, as I talked about, some of these pre-built categories for like this use case specific analysis, which is fantastic. And then we're also looking at, again, sort of the sentence structure insights, displaying this in a more of a network analysis that automatically finds the relationship between the media, what's being said in that content. And we're really excited about that because it's going to unlock a whole new layer of insights within the Speak application. So look forward to bringing that to life, as well as something we've been working on iteratively over time, which has been semantic search. So basically, instead of having to filter a bunch of things together and Speak, asking a very sort of natural language query, just like you're almost questioning Google, and pulling it in, getting the answer right within the app. So overall, those are a lot of changes coming. That's an update on June. I capped myself at 15 minutes and I'm almost there. If you're interested in connecting or learning more, please feel encouraged to send me a message, Tyler@speakad.co. thank you so much for all your support. It truly does mean the world to us, and we're grateful to be able to continue the work that we're doing along with you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.